We are interviewing Miss Alice Gassaway in Seneca on November 30th, 1989 for the Black History Project in the Upper Piedmont. Miss Gassaway, what is your full name?
My name is Alice Violet Gassaway.
When were you born?
I was born December the 14th, 1910.
Where were you born?
In Seneca, South Carolina, Oconee County.
Who were your parents?
My parents was Larkin Dial Gassaway. My mother was Anna Gassaway.
Do you remember when they were born?
No, I don't remember that.
Who were your grandparents, either maternal or paternal?
I don't know either one of my grandparents.
So you don't remember anything about them?
Don't know anything about them.
Do you remember anything about any other older members of your family, like an aunt or an uncle?
I remember my father's sister. And she's still living. She's around 102 years old. And she lives in Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, what is her name?
Her name is, Lavinia Gassaway, my father's sister.
When did she move away?
She moved from Seneca in her early teens with her parents to Detroit when the blacks were migrating there.
When the blacks were leaving the South.
That's
and going
right.
up that way.
That's right.
Do you know what she did for a living or what she's done all these years?
No. I really couldn't tell you about it because we lost track of them. And I met her for the first time about 4 years ago in Detroit at a Gassaway's reunion. That was the first time I met her. And she's now in a home. Her daughter kept her for a long time, and the daughter lost her health. And then they had to put her in a home, so she's in a home in Detroit, Michigan. It's the last I've seen and heard of.
When her family moved, was it for economic reasons? Was it to get jobs?
Yes. They all were going north to better themselves, to get jobs.
Did several of your family go besides
yes.
this one?
Yes. My father even went north then to Cleveland. And he tried to persuade my mother to come, but she held steadfast that she didn't want to go, and she didn't go. So he went up there, and he worked about maybe 2 or 3 years, and then he came back south.
Do you remember what years those were? About what time that was?
No, I just don't remember the time, but I remember when he went, but I don't know the year.
Like, would it be in the 1920s?
Somewhere
maybe?
Along there. Somewhere along in there. 20 or 20.
Well, you were born in 1910.
Uh-huh.
How old were you? Do you remember?
I don't remember that far back.
All right. Any other older members of your family that stayed around here and where they lived? Did they all go to Detroit when they left, or did some of them go to other places in Michigan?
So, well, my sisters, I had three sisters, they went to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one brother. I had two brothers went to Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had one brother. He didn't go north. He stayed in Charlotte. That was Mid. And Clarence, he stayed here. Clarence worked for Mr. Barron for about 40 years. He didn't go, no.
What did he do for Mr. Barron?
He drayed. Mr. Barron had a dray truck, and he drove the truck carrying groceries to different, you know, homes in the city here, Seneca.
And that's called draying?
Uh-huh.
Selling groceries? I mean, selling groceries?
Delivering groceries.
Delivering groceries.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Can you tell me anything else about draying or that kind of thing? What kind of groceries were they? Was it produce that they raised, or was it?
No, Mr. Barron at that time ran a store. And the people would, you know, call in and order groceries. And, of course, all those groceries were put in different boxes, and then they were delivered to the homes around in Seneca.
Now, were these delivered to white families?
White and black.
White and black.
Uh-huh.
And this man, what was his name, Mr. Barron?
Mr. Barron.
Was he white, or was he black?
He was white.
He was white.
Uh-huh. And my brother, you know, he worked for him.
Uh-huh.
He worked 40 years in that store.
Mm. Where was that store located?
On Main Street. Barron's store, right on Main Street. Almost to Harper's 5 and 10 then.
Mm.
And he worked that long.
Did your family own their own home?
My dad and mother owned their own home. My father, he was a carpenter, and he farmed also.
Where was the home located?
The home was located right in the present place here. Not exactly in the same spot, because the first house he built, it was burned. And then they built just a few, you know, maybe a few yards away from the old burnt house. Mm-hmm. They built on this lot here.
Right here on Pine Street, uh-huh. Right in this area.
Uh-huh. My father said when he bought this spot, he could have bought the whole block for $300. But at that time, it was, you know, money was kind of hard to get.
Of course.
And so he bought this lot. And the lot, he bought three lots.
Three lots.
Uh-huh. And he built on this lot after the other house was burned. And my mother said that she washed and ironed and bought the lumber for the house that he was making. And said sometimes it was 50 cents worth of lumber. And sometimes it was a little bit more, just whatever she could get for the clothes that she was washing for.
Wonderful. What kind of things did he raise on the farm part?
My father had, after having so many children, he had to farm. He raised corn, cotton, wheat, oats, all of that, because the oats went for the horses, and the corn he made for meal for this family, and the wheat was flour, and he made molasses. My daddy made molasses for just a lot of people around Seneca. And they would give him so much of the molasses to make for them. Then he'd put it in a barrel. And we would have enough molasses to last us through the year. So much, you know. Then he had hogs out there on his farm. Bought a little farm out from Seneca. And he raised hogs out there. Those hogs were killed and put in. We had on the outside, we had a smokehouse, what was called a smokehouse. And then he'd cure his own meat and put it out there. In fact, we didn't have to buy anything but sugar and coffee. at that time because we had our flour, we had our meal, we had our meat, we had the molasses, and he farmed and sold his cotton. So we just fed pretty good.
You certainly did.
Mm-hmm.
So you had livestock was horses and pigs. Any other livestock?
Cows. We not a lot of cows, but mm-hmm. we had about 2 cows.
So you had your own milk?
I had our own milk.
Did you have any chickens?
Yes, my mother raised her own chickens. When the preachers would come, she'd tell us, get out there and catch 2 of the chickens, 2 pullets for us. And we would just run those chickens down so Mama could, you know, fix them up and cook them.
How did she kill the chicken? Did she wring their necks?
My father, some of the big boys, uh-huh. would wring their necks. They wouldn't cut them off. Just take them and just wring their necks off, and chickens just flutter.
That's wonderful. You said you didn't remember too many older relatives, so you wouldn't remember. Do you remember anything about any of your older relatives talking about their early lives, early days, or talking about slavery, or anything like that? Did any of the older member of your family talk about slavery?
Well, I would hear my mother, you know, talk about. She wasn't exactly in slavery, but, you know, she knew all about it.
What would she say about it?
My mother, she, her mother was a great big fat dark lady. And my mother was real fair. And she had beautiful hair. In fact, all the children had nice hair, but me, I didn't have no nice hair.
Your hair is nice.
And so I'd hear her talk, and she said that, and she would tell me about her mother. And she said that my mother had 2 children. My mother was, father was a white man. And she said that this father would let her mother keep her and her sister in the house with them. But she had 3 black children. And they lived in a kind of a cabin life. And she said that the black children had to stay in the cabin, and she and her mother, which was my Aunt Alice, stayed in the house. Said they were treated real good because their father, you know, was working for them, and they fed real well, she said. But her mother had to, you know, just scram for the other children,
right,
to even feed them, you know.
And was this, your grandmother was working for this man, or was she a slave under this man?
She must have been one of the, my mother's mother must have been a kind of a slave life,
uh-huh.
because she didn't have anything.
She had no real freedom of ownership. No. Didn't have any ownership of
that's
anything.
That's right. And I'd always say, I said, Mother, I'd tell my mother, I said, Mama, your mother must have been a bad woman. She'd tell me, she said, don't say that. She says, because my mother couldn't help herself. I'd always remember she said that. She said, don't say that, she said, because my mother couldn't help herself. Right. She said, I had a good mother.
Did she ever talk about her father?
No, never would say nothing about him.
Do you know what he did, or?
I don't know what he did.
No, just she didn't talk about him.
She just wouldn't talk.
Mm.
And I never did know who my father was, who my father's mother was.
Mm-hmm.
But I wished I had the picture to show, to show you. She was white, and she was from Holland.
Your father's mother was Dutch?
My father's mother was from Holland.
Oh, that's...
And she had 3 black children. But my father never said nothing, you know, about his father.
Now, you don't know anything about your grandfather.
I don't know nothing about him.
You don't know anything about your black grandfather or your white grandfather?
No, don't know nothing about
just
none
the mothers.
Of them. Just heard them talk about
it. Yeah. Do you know anything about your white mother and how she came to be here from Holland?
I never did know, but I have a niece that she talked with my mother more than I did about these things.
Yeah.
I never did. But she said that this, she has a picture. They had the pictures in Detroit and sold my mother's pictures, you know, around to the different
right.
families. And she said that she had blue eyes, just real fair. And my father was, he was about my complexion. Stubby hair. And she had these three children. My father was a carpenter, and the other two children were preachers.
Oh, so your two uncles were preachers?
My two uncles were preachers. And Uncle G and Uncle Vesta, they were the preachers.
Where did they preach?
And my father was a carpenter. They preached in Anderson County. And Uncle G, they called him. He was the principal of the school down in Anderson for a long time. And when they had, you know, the Ku Klux and things around here, he was principal of this school, and one of his teachers went to the dyeing store in Anderson. And she walked out the store and just with ribbon. It was either ribbon or either it was lace in her hand.
Mm-hmm.
And they came up and arrested her. And said when she looked at it, she said, oh, she said, I didn't know I had this in my hand. And so they just had almost had a little riot down there. And my Uncle G was very, very outspoken. And he just got at the bottom of it. And he got in the street, got into churches, got in the school. And they just almost had a riot. So they ran him out of Anderson.
They ran this uncle out?
They ran my uncle out of Anderson.
What was his name?
Uncle G, they called
him. Uncle G.
And Uncle G came here. I remember this. He came up here with his family. He had three boys and one girl. And they came up here by night. And my daddy got them in the wagon and carried them to Westminster up here and put them on the train. Because they got a note, you know, that they had to be out a certain time. If they didn't, that what they were going to do for them. And so my father helped him to get away, and they went to Cleveland, made his home in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And the boys, two of the boys were lawyers. And the other boy, I don't know what he done. He was in Chicago. He went to Chicago. Two of the boys were lawyers. And Uncle G had a broom factory up there. And he hired people, and they worked in the broom factory. And the boys, they had a real nice, after they left from here, they had a real nice, you know,
nice life. About what year did this incident happen with the dime store and the ribbon? Do you remember?
I can't remember dates, but I just remember
that. You remember that how old you were?
I guess I must have been a pretty good size girl. Because I remember...
In your teen years, maybe?
No, I wouldn't
younger
have been...
Younger than that.
Uh-huh, younger than that.
If you were born in 1910, we think you're about 10, maybe?
I guess I was about
so
that
So it could be
age.
About 1920.
I guess I was about that.
And what was the name of the woman that it happened to?
She was one of the teachers there at his school.
It was a teacher at his school, that's right. Do you remember her name?
No, I don't remember
her. Don't remember her name.
I don't remember her. But anyway, they ran him out of town because they just, it's just a big rigmarole that started.
Right.
And he was very outspoken, and he'd just say and tell them what he wanted. And so he had a letter left for him, what he had to do. So he followed orders, and he left, and he never did come back anymore. He came back once and spoke down in Anderson. But he's dead, and all of his family is dead now.
What is your other uncle's name who was a preacher in Anderson?
Sylvester.
Sylvester, and he was a preacher in Anderson County,
He was a preacher in Anderson.
And your father, you said he was a carpenter.
My father was
that here in Seneca?
Yes.
And for whom did he do his carpentry, and what did he make?
Well, different when he could. He wouldn't do too much carpentering because, you see, he had his farm to do. And he didn't get out and just had to make his living carpentering. But if anybody, he helped Mr. Archer down here make his house. This house down here on the corner.
House on the corner of Pine Street.
Uh-huh. Archie
he made
Sloan.
That house, uh-huh. And it's still standing.
Still standing.
Archie Sloan, do you know the house number? It's just on the corner of Pine.
This is 311.
This is 307.
That next house is 311. Must be 313.
313?
That must be 313.
And your father built that house?
Helped Mr. Sloan build that house. And Mr. Sloan helped him build this house.
Is Mr. Sloan a white man or a black man?
No, black man.
Black man. What's his first name?
Archie.
Oh, that's right. You told me. Archie Sloan.
Archie Sloan.
And this would have been...
And they built St. James, the first church. Archie, Larkin, and others helped build the first church I go to, St. James
Saint
Methodist
James.
Church.
So Archie Sloan built it, and a man named Larkin?
Mm-hmm.
What's his... Larkin's your dad.
Larkin Gathaway.
Gathaway. And
Larkin
who else died. Who else built the church?
A fellow named Elijah Sloan.
Elijah Sloan.
Uh-huh. He helped it.
Do you remember about when that happened, when they built the church?
I don't remember. I really don't remember when that first church was built.
Was it before 1920, though?
Yes.
Yeah, it would have been before 19. It would have been when you were a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And those three men built it. Anybody else?
Oh, yes. Several of the members that could carpenter, but I didn't know them.
Yes. Do you remember where any of your older members of your family were buried? Where they were buried? Or if the graves are marked?
No, all my family's buried right over here at Oak Grove.
Oak Grove right. Cemetery?
Mm-hmm.
Are the graves marked?
Yes.
They would be, right.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember funerals in your family or community when you were young? Or can you tell me about any of the funerals?
Of my family?
Uh-huh. Were they interesting or different, or do you remember how funerals were conducted then? Or any stories about them?
Nothing. I wouldn't know nothing, you know,
special.
That would be outstanding back there then. Just the funerals, just about now.
Okay. What about marriages or weddings that took place when you were young? Do you remember anything about a wedding? That you went to, or anybody talked about?
I remember Miss Carrie Arthur lived up here, and she was related to the Sloans. I remember when she got married in the church there, and she was married in the church, and she had. She looked like she had whole the whole woods of pines in the church for decoration.
She decorated the house all with these,
Decorated the church with pine trees.
With pine trees, branches and things?
Uh-huh.
Were they actually trees or were they the branches?
Actually trees.
She cut down trees?
Little small trees.
Oh.
She had the altar filled with pine trees. She had trees all around the church. And I just thought that was just the prettiest thing I had ever seen.
What time of year was that, Miss Gaslight?
It was in the summer, cause the trees were just, the pines were just as green and pretty. Cedar.
Must have smelled good.
It did. And she had flowers. She had honeysuckle, and the church smelled so sweet.
What other kind?
I just thought it was the finest wedding I had ever seen was Miss Carrie Arthur's wedding in the church.
Miss Carrie Arthur. And what year was that about?
That was late. I hadn't finished school at Seneca Junior College then.
You were a teenager then.
I had not finished Seneca Junior College then.
Uh-huh.
But, Well,
that would be in the 1920s then.
I just thought that was just the most wonderfulest wedding I've ever seen. And I always said when I got married, I was going to have a wedding like that. But I haven't been able to get me a husband to marry.
Oh, my goodness. Well, when you do, we'll save up all our pine trees. do you remember anything about her dress?
Oh, that dress, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. Miss Arthur was one of the teachers here, and she was one of the leading ladies in our church. She was about the only person that I knew then that had went away to school. And her daddy was... She was a pretty girl, and her father was some Lyrie. I don't know, they say. I heard my mother say. Some Lyrie. And he was able to send her to school. She had a sister who was black, but she wasn't able to go to school, but her mother, after she tried so hard, I think her mother helped her to.
Well, you said her sister was black. Was she?
She was white.
She was white.
Her father was, she was black. But her
father was white.
Mm-hmm. And he sent her to Claflin University. My mother sent her to Claflin University, and she finished there, music and everything.
Where was Claflin University?
In Orangeburg, South Carolina. I finished from that school.
When you say the church she was married in, was she married in St. James?
Mm-hmm. Married in St. James. And we were talking the other night about the big pipe organ we had. I don't know. They said it was a pipe organ, and we were talking the other night, a friend of mine. We don't know what happened to that pipe organ. And she played that pipe organ. She could play it, and we don't know what happened to that pipe organ.
But she could really play it well.
She could play it. She could play. And everybody in Seneca took music from Miss Carrie Arthur because she was about the only black woman here that could teach music.
Did you take music from her?
Yes, I did. I took music from her a while.
What did you take?
What did I take?
Piano.
Piano music.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's what you taught piano.
Do you remember what families are related to you by marriage here in the area? The names of some of the families?
Alice Morgan. She lives in the fourth house from here. Is my first cousin. Aunt Alice, what I was telling you about,
mm-hmm.
And mother, my mother had stayed in the house with the farm. She lives down there. That's about all it. Closest kin I have
mm-hmm.
in Seneca.
Does your family have any old photos, photographs? Do you have a lot of photographs? You showed me one photograph that was real pretty about that had all of the members of your family.
Yeah, this one right here.
That's the one that has all your brothers and sisters and your mother and father, right? Do you know who took that picture?
I heard my mother say who did. Let's see. I can't think now. She told me, and I knew they were the only people around here that took pictures. And when he made this picture, my mother said, he said, let me have a picture for my studio and to show the people. And she said, no. She says, I'm not going to let you keep it because you want to make fun of it. And said, he said, no. He said, that's a beautiful picture. And she said, but she wouldn't let him have it.
Tell me how many people are in that picture, please, Miss Gassaway.
I mean, in all.
Yeah. You had how many brothers and sisters? Well, you were the youngest of 15, is that right?
Uh-huh. It's seven brothers in here and eight sisters.
And you're one of the eight sisters.
Uh-huh. I'm one right. of the eight. And my mother and father.
Yeah, your father Larkin and your mother Anna. And you're about how old in that picture? Do you remember?